Remember, it's very expensive to collect data. There's a billion people, but how many of us live next door to them? I mean, so you don't see them. They're kind of mostly invisible, except often in their most extreme manifestation. So you see the person who is, you know, begging in the street, and you see the person who's made it out of poverty and tells his own story, and, you know, I used to sell tea and now I'm X. But between those two extremes, you often don't encounter most of these people. They're not in your life. So it's not at all obvious that we have any way of intuitively understanding what's easy and difficult for people. I think we need data. We need to actually focus on the problem.
I found it interesting in the foreword of your book, you say that poverty is the biggest problem in the world. How is poverty the biggest problem in the world?
Let's say that if you believe that your concept of welfare should be founded in the welfare of people, as against, I don't know, religiosity or beauty or other things, if you think that the standards of living of people are the primary determinant of welfare, then I think it's obvious that that's where the biggest losses are.
And you also speak a lot about poverty traps. In your opinion, do you think there are circumstances in which people or groups of people do in fact find themselves trapped in poverty?
Two answers to that question. One is, do I believe it's true? I believe it's true. Do I have any very well-founded reason to believe it's true? Much harder question. I would say what the evidence on these interventions, which sort of help people today and see that, you know, many years later, they're still richer, suggests that there's something like a trap, because if there weren't one, you would think that they would fall back. If it were the case that, you know, people are doomed to be who they are, and some people are just poor because they are unskilled or undisciplined or hardworking enough, then you would imagine that, you know, you couldn't get them out of poverty by doing something today, because, you know, tomorrow they'll still be lazy and they'll still go back to wherever they belong. I think the evidence suggests that that's not true, that many people are in a situation where, given an opportunity, they would be in a different place.
So if people are given more opportunities, the more successful they may be at pulling themselves out of poverty.
Sure. If you think you can identify a particular reason for a trap, which I think is not easy, but if you could, then it would be great, because what in a sense the interventions I was talking about just now, these are kind of very broad brush. They kind of give you training and they give you some money and they give you some assets and they give you all kinds of things. And the hope is that one of them will stick. And if you had a much better understanding of exactly what was sticking and you could identify, you know, for Joe, it's money, but for Jane, it's confidence, then you would give Jane confidence and Joe money and things would work better. You'd save resources. I'm less optimistic that we will get to that level of sophistication. So, and one shouldn't let the perfect be the enemy of the good.
How important do you think money is when we're talking about aid and sustainable development?
So aid is a slightly tricky word there, because aid often is interpreted to mean foreign aid, like aid sent by OECD countries to poor countries. It is a very small part of social support, even in the developing world. It's a tiny, tiny, tiny part. Most money that's spent for social support is spent by local governments, local charities. All of these are bigger than aid. So let's define it to be money rather than aid. And money is very important. I think the idea that you could, you know, help poor people without spending any money, that was the kind of promise of microcredit, which is that there's essentially a matter of lubrication. And I think that turns out to be, I think, mostly false. So I would say lubrication is not a substitute for resources. Real resources count, you know, better run, better quality education, more assets for poor people. All of those things are real money, and real money needs to be spent.